listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers for both Rockhampton and Gladstone this morning, with a top of 33 degrees for Rocky and 32 for Gladstone. And a partly cloudy morning for the Central Highlands with a slight chance of a shower with a top of 34 degrees in Emerald. Making the news today, Monday the 20th of March, Queensland Voice for Victims comments on new youth justice laws, a Queensland nutrition expert is concerned about the health of local kids, and the new owners of Allenstown Square are engaging consultants to look into the parking situation. Queensland's Voice for Victims has welcomed the state's new youth justice laws, but wants more to be done around including victims in the justice process. Founder Ken Cunliffe says this is critical.
Not only for the victims themselves, but for public confidence as well, that the justice system is actually dealing with youth problems in a way that needs to be dealt with.
Changes include breach of bail for youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at sentencing. A Queensland nutrition expert is concerned about the health of Central Queensland kids, with around 15% of children arriving at school without lunch. It says one in five Australian households have been food insecure in the last year due to the rising cost of living. Griffith University's Dr. Lisa Vince says there is no one-size-fits-it-all approach to fixing the issue.
We know that breakfast clubs can support school children. This is another avenue as well. So yes, the conversation needs to be started, but it's a complex issue requiring a multifaceted approach.
The new owners of Allenstown Square are engaging consultants to look into the parking situation at the shopping centre. It was identified as an area needing improvement, according to Rocky Locals, in a survey after Exceed Capital purchased the property at the end of last month. Managing Director Vaughan Haynes says they've also heard what stores people would like to see added.
I guess we identified tenancies were the likes of shoe stores, men's clothing and other fresh fruit and vegetables.
And more than 63.6% of Queensland's population are currently employed, according to the latest job figures. The Australian Bureau of Statistics' February job trends reveals that the Sunshine State's employment rate is currently at 3.7%. That's the same figure from the month prior, but means we are now sitting below the national average. In comparison, Australia's unemployment fell from 3.7% to 3.5%. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Cappers bagged another win over the weekend in the Q Cup after travelling to Townsville to take on the Blackhawks, which saw them win 30-22. That's two wins this season, seeing our CQ side second place in the ladder and starting the season strong. And in soccer, the Football Queensland Premier League Central Coast Women's saw Nerimbera take on Clinton FC, winning 3-0. Nerimbera were in attack mode, leading with a strong front line and scoring two goals ahead of the break before scoring the final goal late in the match. And now you're up to date with what's happening in CQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.